Should Congress actually read the bills it votes on? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When Congress passes things like an incomprehensible Medicare drug benefit or Alaska's Bridge to Nowhere, people ask, don't they read this stuff? And the answer, it turns out, is no.
When I tell constituents back home that we're reading thousands of pages of legislation, spending hundreds of billions of dollars of their taxpayer money, and no one has had a chance to read it, they are shocked.
Which is why Democratic Congressman Brian Baird of Washington has proposed a radical idea to the House Rules Committee.
I've introduced legislation providing for a mandatory 72-hour requirement for members of Congress to read legislation.
3 days to read the bills they vote on. Bills like the Defense Appropriations Bill.
$453 billion worth of spending. We had 5 hours to read it.
Now, I know what you're saying. Dave, if Congress actually reads the bills it votes on, that would leave almost no time to make fundraising calls. Well, not to worry. Nothing in the rules says that members have to spend that time reading the bill. And in the meantime, there's a backup. You could read the bill.
Online searchable formats would be required to be available to the public on the internet for 72 hours before a congressional vote.
That means you would have the chance to know almost as much about what Congress is voting on as the lobbyists do. Congressman Baird, who's a Democrat, points out that the Republican chairman of the Rules Committee himself supported this idea. Of course, that was back in 1993. The following year, the Republicans won control of Congress, and suddenly it wasn't such a good idea anymore, which is why you won't see it unless you sit up watching C-SPAN late at night like I do. Or you can go to the 24-hour website, readthebill.org. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.